You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Off there, Oscar Levant, a very young Oscar Levant, accompanying him on the piano in 1926, one of his famous sax novelty pieces, Sax O' Fun, spelled P-H-U-N, if you, you know, if you didn't get the intent of it. And it was, you know, off of Columbia, recorded in Britain, but issued on U.S. Columbia 761D. And not a bad one at all. This, as I say, is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm definitely of American issue, although I have some British components, thanks to my grandfather, who you know, slipped over here. But and I gotta thank him again for my teeth, and that problem has been solved, by the way. But it's the gift that keeps on giving. We're going to proceed now with Burt Williams. Since we played Shelton Brooks imitating Burt Williams, we have to play the real Burt Williams. And this is a favorite song of one of my listeners, so I thought I would play the definitive version, recorded in 1919, which is Everybody Wants a Key to My Cellar. And if they knew it was down there, they would. Maybe they wouldn't want to go down there, but you know, for a, you know, a quick trip down there, maybe. But here's Burt.
Down in my cellar, down in my cellar, I've been changing everything around. I've got a secret hidden there, I've got it with my life. There's only one mistake I made. I told it to my wife. Now everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar. My cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble. Even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see 'em get one, let 'em try. You can have my money, take my car, take my wife if you want to go that far, but nix on a key to open my cellar. If the whole darn world goes dry, everybody wants a key to my cellar. My cellar. My cellar. Folks who never even gave me a tumble, even perfect strangers are beginning to grumble, 'cause they all want the key to open my cellar. I'd like to see 'em get one, let 'em sigh. Charge all the servants, I don't trust the soul. Never mind the furnace, I can shovel all the coal, but nix on a key to open my cellar. I'll be wet, yes sir, when they are dry.
the great Georgia Melodeons again, and I felt like playing at least two of those because they are marvelous, off the Timeless CD, which is, you know, you can find that if you look for it. It's not that obscure, nor is it that hard to find. If you are diligent in your search, you will unearth it. The Georgia Melodeons recorded mainly on Edison Diamond Disc. In fact, entirely on Edison Diamond Disc. So anything you find by them probably won't be playable on your little Crossley three-speed phono that you get from Walmart. You'll have to play it on a special turntable. So having them on CD is much easier. Even with a proper turntable, it's hard to do that. I do have a Diamond Disc machine, but I'm not going to mess with that. But there they are, the Georgia Melodeons. Everybody's Charleston Crazy from 1926. Before that, something you can play on your Crossley, the Virginians in 1923, although it'll sound very fast, because this was recorded at around 76.6. Farewell Blues from 1923. I think that's one of the best versions I've ever heard. It's up there with the Isham Jones. And I really like that version of Farewell Blues. It's a nice, slow version, and lots of great work in there. Ross Gorman's leading that contingent from the Whiteman Band, beginning with Burt Williams, of course, on this set. Everybody wants a key to my cellar. Well, if they want a key to it, they're going to have to clean it. That's all I have to say. This is Radiola, and I should clean my own cellar, but I'm not doing so. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm remiss in that regard as well. Although we'll get to it one of these years. Proceeding now with a recording, which I'm going to warn you about because it will you may want to take your antidepressants first. Although I feel that it's worth hearing these things once in a while. The Whispering Pianist, Art Gillam, and probably the most depressing single recording made in the 1920s. Thinking.
Somehow or other, tonight I'm lonesome. It's raining outside. And I'm sitting here where the lights are low, smoking my pipe. And I can't get you out of my mind. Do you think when you're lonesome? Do you? I don't know why, but I'm thinking of you. I'm feeling so blue. I wish I knew whether you was thinking of me, too. The tears began to fall. Why, they're answering the call of love's golden dream. I wish I could keep you out of my dreams tonight. My heart is aching. I miss your smile. I miss your eyes. You're haunting me. Your lips are taunting me all the while. Oh, how I wish you were near. Oh, how I wish you were only here. I'm just thinking, that's all. Thinking, dear, of you. Feeling sad and blue. Wondering if you're thinking of me too. Tears began to fall. Answering the call of love's old golden dream. My heart is aching for your dear smile, haunting and taunting me all of the while. Wishing you were near, wishing you were here, I'm thinking, just thinking of you.
Coming of the dawn, and there's grief in each leaf on the ground. I try not to cry as the morning passes by, but I swoon when the noon comes around. For my man is gone, my man is gone, and now that evening is near, I make this broken-hearted plea when I see the stars appear. Evening star, no matter where you are, oh, please come out and help me find my man. Evening star, please send your light afar and tell him that I want him if you can. He's been away so long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find my man. I kneel down and pray every night and every day. Tell me, why shouldn't my prayers be heard? I'm heart sick and sore, and my eyes can cry no more. I just wait without hearing a word. Still my man is gone, my man is gone. Oh, where can he be? Bright stars above, please find my love, for I've searched for land and sea. So long I almost doubt him. My life is just an empty shell without him. So evening star, no matter where you are, shine out and help me find
Sale el sol y no sale, llueve y no llueve.
And that was a special recording. I don't normally, that's not really in the realm of what I have in my collection, although I love it, and I maybe I'll get more of them. That's an Argentinian 78, I assume from the late 1920s, recorded by a group called Los Cuatros Huesos. And I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce the Spanish name of that beyond it. The translation is 25 lemons, 25 limones, 25 limones, excuse me, and I'll get letters on that. But it's a, I don't know why I said that. Maybe I got new glasses. But 25 limones was a recording. One of several that recently were up on eBay from Robert Crumb's collection. So he wrote on the little post-it saying that this was a Chilean group, and these are good. And I agree, these are good. The other side's good, too, and I'll play that on a future show. And it's just the neatness factor of having one of Crumb's records is worth mentioning. Of course, it's neat having all my own records, too, I have to say that. Before that, Lillian Morton, Evening Star. Nice reading of that, not often heard. 1928, beginning with The Whispering Pianist, Art Gillum, and Thinking, 1926. And, well, I hope that 25 Lemons cheered you up there, and it did me, too, also, as well. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm nothing if not redundant, and redundantly redundant. We're going to proceed now with another set that might bear some warning. I figured I'd offend everybody in a lump today, so here are three things that we're going to start mild and get worse. But these are all great recordings. They are indisputable classics of their type, but not often played on the radio because you'd get people who were they were being offended for other people, and my rule is never take on anyone else's outrage, and my own is plenty. I've got plenty of my own. Don't worry, but we're going to start mild and with Harry Reeser in 1925 and Ukulele Lady. Thank you.
limit ain't no singing in this here record.
Mr. Tram, there's going to be singing presently up in Saul.
Well, you know I ain't heard no singing yet.
You just get a load of this on you.
La-dee-dee-da-da-da-da, oh, is that it?
That's part of it. That's the prelude. Now we sing. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud.
Oh, you mean your old Uncle Dud down on home there with his feet in his mud.
I don't mean Uncle Dud's pappy and his feet's really in the mud. And what a dance do they do. Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet.
So you done jumped up and got me beating my feet.
If the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Thank you.
Political incorrectness here on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I know I'm gonna get letters, but I don't mind. I'm happy because these are good records. They are artistic performances taken in their proper historical context. They're great. What can you do? Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, 1928. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Lyrics by Cole Porter and music by Same. Before that, Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, Bing Crosby, singing Mississippi Mud. And it has to be heard because Bix is on there and he's playing amazingly. And it has to be heard once in a while. Why not? I think so. You know, you have to swallow some of the crap and get on to the good stuff. And there's good stuff in there. 1928, beginning with Harry Reeser, Ukulele Lady. And there's nothing bad about that at all. It's just really good banjo playing from 1925. And I'm going to proceed now. This is, as I said, well, I already told you what this is, so why skip skip back to that? A group I don't even know who these guys are, but they are very skillful at harmonizing. And this is a nice, clean, okay from 1927, and a very popular tune of that year, Under the Moon.
When I spread the dawning, you find love is spooning in the trees. Spooning, crooning, hustling together, they vow they will never disagree. Each night he'd fall around to meet her, and at the moment he would greet her, this Romeo would start to win this pretty melody. When you hear you know I'm waiting for you.
We've got some
loving to do you under the moon. The dreamy moon, the skies are starry and bright. You, the birds are sleeping at night. You,
and there is
no one inside you. Under the moon, keep shining close to my heart. I feel your tender embrace. Never too far. Like birds in June,
I'm calling you.
You know I'm waiting for you.
We've got some
loving to do you under the moon. Can you hear me?
Thank you. I were the only boy, nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way. A garden of Eden just made for two, with nothing to mar our joy. I would say such wonderful things to you. There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy.
Adieu. When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Vincent Rose, Jackie Taylor, and their Hollywood Orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing it, not even credited on the label as any name, just as a vocal chorus, and maybe vocal chorus was one of his pseudonyms. Blue River, 1927, a tune also associated with Gene Goldcat and with Frank Trumbauer on OK, but the Columbia version is Vincent Rose and Jackie Taylor. Before that, and I think that was recorded in Union Square, it says in the discography. Before that, I had to do a little digging for this, but I discovered it. This, again, is another recording from Robert Crumb's duplicates and extras that he wanted to dispose of over here, and he found a few people who wanted them, and I wanted this one. And the other side's good, too, but this was Phil Spitalny and his orchestra, Scrappy Lambert and on the vocal. However, I discovered this was actually issued in the States under the name The Clevelanders, and further investigation proved that it was actually a group led by Paul Specht rather than Phil Spitalny. So, same initials, different bands, but same vocalist, Scrappy Lambert. He's hard to miss. If You Were the Only Girl in the World and I Were the Only Boy, that could be fun. 1930 on a French Pathé. Yes. Beginning with the Palm Beach Boys, Under the Moon, 1927. This is Radiola, and I'm doing good. This is, yeah. It's definitely, there will come a time. You'll see. Things will be, I may even take my picture one of these days. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm still camera shy, but I'm coming out of the hole, and maybe on February 2nd I'll see my shadow. We're going to proceed. I'm not a groundhog. I'm the other kind. Ben Selvin and his orchestra, and this is very interesting because I was trying to track down the name of the vocalist on this, and there are different people suggested. The American Dance Band discography, the new edition, says it's Ubi Blake, which I find astonishing to think about. And another set says it's Frank Munn. So is it Frank Munn or is it Ubi Blake? It seems a little deep for Frank Munn. It could be Ubi Blake, but I don't know. But indeed, it's Dancing in the Dark, Dietz and Schwartz from the Bandwagon in 1931.
Thank you.
you know, Ella was a dancing girl who started getting fat. And every day brought 2 more pounds to Ella. Look out. Till one day she found she lost her job because of that. Then to make it worse, poor Ella lost a fella. Oh, say. So she sailed to Egypt to forget. Yes, sir. But she made a hit. And she's there yet. Oh, boy, if you hear of a gal who can shake and quake till it makes you think of a nervous snake, they're speaking of nobody but Egyptian Ella. She weighs 220, but they don't care. They like him a plenty way out there. And she's got the love of every fella. Yes, sir, she does the dance, and when she starts by that River Nile, the boys all take their old sweethearts and throw them to the crocodiles, and every sheik in the audience jumps up and yells that she's a man's. How they love Egyptian Ella. Wow. Right in, ladies and gentlemen, see Egyptian Ella. Egyptian Ella, why she even, yes sir, just like jelly on a plate.
Ted Lewis and his band, Egyptian Ella, and that is I know that's a very popular recording, but that's off the Columbia with Ted Lewis's picture on the label, 1931, and yes, a little dancing in the dark might do it for Egyptian Ella. I could solve her problems, you know, I could solve anyone's problems in about 10 minutes if they only listen to me, but, you know, the worst thing to get rid of in the world is good advice, even when it's free. Before that, Ben Sullivan and his orchestra, and some vocalist, either Yubi or Frank Munn, and Dancing in the Dark, 1931. Great recording. I think Eddie Lang is in there strumming it, and it's a very, very nice side indeed. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to thank you for spending time with me this evening on this show and this journey, as you might call it. And we're going to finish with the Gotham Troubadours, talking about Seeing My Shadow. This is Lou Gold directing this okay. Les Rice on the vocal. In 1927, it's Me and My Shadow.
Just me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.